مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and مارك السهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. As you know, 11 to 12 every Thursday, this is our program. Today, our subject is politics in South Africa. The date today is the 21st of Dhul Qadah, 1445, and it's Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and Masjid Al-Aqsa. It is also the 22nd of Dhul Qadah, 1445. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم ونزاهد كان جزاك الله خيرا.
Mufti Saab, to start this topic off, what is the difference between Darul Islam and Darul Kufr?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونسولي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, is the 21st of Zulqa'dah, 1445. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we're discussing South African politics and history and what challenges lie ahead, inshaAllah. If in Islam you want to see Darul Iman, Darul Kufr, Darul Aman, so all these are terms that fuqaha and jurors used. Darul Iman will be a Muslim country where you are governed by Sharia and Islamic law and so forth, which we don't have anywhere in the world today. Taliban, little bit you can say, but the rest nowhere else you will find. So to be honest, we don't have anywhere in the world a true Darul Iman, a Darul Islam and so forth. You know, it's like this, like you see our Muslim schools. You can say it's a Muslim school. You see why? Majority of the students are Muslims. But you can't call it an Islamic school. You get the difference. So there, because Islamic school will mean it must be governed by Islamic law, and obviously that is not happening. So if you take our Muslim countries, Arab countries, the same thing is happening. You can call them Muslim countries. That majority of the people are Muslim, not all, but majority. But you can't call any one of them, not one, a true Islamic country. So that is our the first thing. And Darul Kufr will be the direct opposite of it, where there is Kufr laws and all the democracy and capitalism and secularism or socialism or communism, atheism and Buddhism and Hinduism and Zionism, and all that will fall in the category of Darul Kufr. And then you take a country like South Africa, you see. So although it's run by non-Muslims and so forth, well, you must remember, but we got so much freedom here, more than Muslim countries and Arab countries and so forth. So not one Arab country, Muslim country, will allow you a radio station like how we have. Not one, not a single one. That independent, and you can criticize whoever you want to with justification, not because you got some personal gripe, but with evidence, and they'll never allow it. Not one Muslim country, Arab country will allow you. So they'll lock you up straight away in the first week and so forth and so on. A guy like me, they locked me up in the first day. So remember, so that is called Darul Aman. So we need to understand this terminology. So to understand the South African context, now we're going way back, long before we were born. You can check it up now, Mazai, quickly. So you must remember that you had the Nationalist Party, you understood? And they won the elections in 1948. It was in May. So in May 1948, you can just check up the date. I think it's 28th of May. But anyway, check it up. So the Nationalist Party won, you must remember, the elections in South Africa in 1948. Then you have all these characters. You have Malan, and then you have Verwoerd, and then you have, you understand, Foster, and then you have P.W. de Klerk, and then you have P.W. Botha and F.W. de Klerk and so forth. So that is all their leaders, you see. 100% anti-non-white, put it that way. anti-Indian, anti-colored, anti-black, and so forth. And that's what they call the apartheid, you know, stood regime. So you must remember that. You got it?
It says March, May 19.
How can 19, it be March and May?
It just says a period between... Okay, I'll check another.
So remember that the elections were won in May.
It is 28th.
28th, May 19.
May 28th, 1948.
Yeah. So I was right with that, alhamdulillah. So May 28th, so why the ANC pulled out a smart thing, you see, but they didn't project it and market it well. They should have said to the... Sometimes they don't know how to market things, you see. They should have said that apartheid was initiated and started on May 1948. And we brought the elections on May 29th. Why? Because they want to have elections on a Wednesday. You see, normally I see they have on Wednesday. Maybe somebody told them that we told them that, you know, Siddiqa, that Aisha said you must start on a Wednesday. You see, Maqasid Hasana. And the Darulums there in India, Pakistan, some in South Africa, they start on a Wednesday. Anyway, that is just by the way now. This is all history. Now let's carry on the geography. So these kind of dates we must remember. As South Africans, we must remember these dates. Sometimes, you know, it beats me. You hear our Maulanas, also some of them, and you hear some Muslims and some others. Now, it took more nonsense than anything else, you know. They don't even know the big, big things that happen in our country. So like a date like this, if you ask majority South Africans, no idea. So May 28th, so 1948, the NETS, that is the Nationalist Party, came into power, okay? Another date you must remember is April 27, 1994. The first time we had our elections here in South Africa, democratic elections as they call it. And another third date you must remember that on March 27, 2020 was the first lockdown in the history of South Africa. You must remember that, you see. So it's easy, 28, 27, 27, May 28, 1948. So April 27, remember, was that, that's why they call it Freedom Day. So that is our first democratic elections. And then 27th of March. So 27th of March, 2020. So remember, was that first lockdown. You see, so these are big dates we must remember as South Africans. Remember, we are born and bred here, so how can we not know these things here? And just see who was the first prime minister there of the NETS. So if I remember, it was their first Malan, then Verwoerd and so forth. But maybe they also make mistakes. You know, long time history we studied in school in 60s and so forth. They should teach us all this in school, and you know, Afrikaans and all that. The level of teaching was very good, I must tell you. And they give us everything free of charge. Our textbooks, our writing books, and under our pens and pencils, all free of charge from the government side used to get. So who was the first prime minister? So I think the second one was Verwoerd, and then there's this thing, the Foster, and then was PW, and then FW, and like that it went on. And FW, the Klerk's time, then he got tired, and then everything changed. You must remember that. So the simple, just put first prime minister, that of South Africa, under the NETS. You must remember that. And then, so, Malan, is that? Yeah, Malan. And second one, just see. So second one was Verwoerd. You'll get the whole list there, all the prime ministers. So we started our career, our life with Verwoerd. We were in school the day he was stabbed. So you must remember that. That they gave us off that day. So this. So in 1966 or so, I think he was. So maybe he was the second or the third. So just check all the prime ministers. You will find it there. You got Malan, and then next one is Verwoerd, or between them there's another guy. So this, you must just see. I'm finding something. Just put prime ministers of Nationalist Party. What can we? So anyway, you must remember that. You'll find the whole list there. So anyway, these are our history. So now, in 1990, then F.W. de Klerk, he said everybody unbanned, whether it's the ANC or the PAC or this one, that one, Mandela will come out of jail and so forth and so on. So all these are like major, it was February 1990. The whole world, you know, how they say the world's eyes on Rafah today, you know. So now at that time they said the world's eyes on South Africa. Mandela is walking free and so forth and so on. So remember that is our history. So what it meant, apartheid? Apartheid meant everything, the cream, the housing, and commercial sites, and jobs, and everything would be given to the whites. Then 5, 10, 15, 20 kilometers away from there is Indians. Then another 2, 3 kilometers away from there is coloureds. Then 20, 50 kilometers Africans. You take where we are. So Johannesburg CBD is all whites in those days. And then Indians, you come to Lanesia, you see. And then coloureds, you go to El Dorado Park. And African black, you go to Soweto. So this easy example for us to understand and so forth. You will have your own schools, you will have your own housing, you will have your own shops, you will have. But you know, we Indians, they say a boor make a plan, you know. The white guy, he make a plan. But they say Indian, he had a plan, you understand, he got. So I remember small little dorpy like Heidelberg. So our guys, Muslim guys, they used to have shops in town. Understood. So they call that nominee system. Understood. So what is nominee system? So they look for Mr. Malan or Mr. De Klerk or Mr. Botha, and they just pay him 500 rand. They say the shop is on your name. So we will say we're just working. Everybody knew that the shop is theirs, but now they just found a loophole in the system, you know. So nominee system. So our guys would run shops like that in the town, in the city center, in the CBD like that. But it was registered under the white guy's name. Until today in Saudi Arabia, and that it runs like that. They call kafil system and all that crazy, all haram, all this. So anyway, you must remember, so that was our history. You got the letter.
Jeez, Stradom. Yeah. After Milan was Stradom. J.G. Stradom.
Yeah, then came our Farhut.
Jeez.
Yeah. So first is Malan, and then is Stradom, and then is this guy. So we don't know them. We don't know Malan, we don't know Stradom. So when Farhut came into power?
1958.
Yeah, you see. So that's now the time we were born and all these type of things there. So you must remember that. So now he, Stradom's time. So that also we don't know, because when we went to school, it was Farhut's time, you see. So at least that much history was known. Malan, Stradom, Farhut, then Foster, and then you must remember was P.W. Botha, and then the Clack, and then history finished. They lost power and so forth. So 48 to 90, or you say 94, whatever it is, and so forth, that is our history. Then came the democratic elections, as they say. That was for whiteys only. No, before that, there was another chapter in South Africa. You can't forget that also. So they called it the tricameral parliament. You understand? Because the world pressure was too much upon them. So they said, no, you can't. You're disenfranchising the people who are of color, you see. You're not giving them the vote. So you disenfranchise them, you see. So then they said, okay, we'll give the Indians. And the most famous Indian in that was Raj Bansi. You understood? So Raj Bansi, I heard one of his lectures live. If he came to Heidelberg, so I said, I must go and listen what he speaks. So somebody asked him, what is the politics? He said, to make the impossible possible. You see, this is Raj Bansi, a colorful character. But I'll tell you one thing, you understood? I'm speaking politics now, it got nothing to do with our Islam and religion and so. He did a lot of things for his people, you understand, there in Chatsworth and surrounding. That you can ask anybody. In his constituency, he did a lot for his people. That much you must give him due. And then one day he got the smack also, his wig flew away, you understood? So that was a comical thing also. So anyway, so and then that the colored guy, this was House of Delegates, the Indians, you see. And then was House of Representatives, you see. Oh, Hendricks, you understand? Reverend Hendricks, so there's, he was a priest or something. So there he went to go swim there in Cape Town and all that for the whiteys, you know. Said, what is this? We must go swim where we want to, and lot of stories. It's all part of our history. But the Africans, the black, who are the majority, 80% plus, they had still no vote. Vote in Arabic, you must learn the term, is called taswit. Understand? Sout, to have a voice. So that is the beauty of the Arabic language. So in Arabic, you must have called taswit. So sout, your voice, and taswit, to have a voice, you see. So that is how it is. Then all that waste of time, we never ever voted. Then we knew all this is just money-making gimmick and all that. Half of the guys there were clowns. Today, they want to come tell us about Islam and that. Our Muslim guys who were there, they say, you know Islam. I say, bye, when you went to the House of Delegates, you practice Islam. So this, they fill your pockets up and come tell me about that. Today, come tell me about Islam and all that. All mufatiyazat. I tell them on their face, you bunch culture of Mufatiyas, you must remember that. What Islam you all served? You served your pockets, you must remember that. So anyway, so that was our history. Now we come to the current situation. So that time there was the world, you know, Mandela is released, 27 years in prison, and the people, what long, long queues and all that. I was in Newcastle. So I was one of the few people who voted against the ANC. Understood? Because it's a simple strategy, you must remember. What they said this morning, I just heard the news now, it's just 100% true, it's working out. I'll tell you about it. So you must remember that it's a simple strategy. If you give too much power to a party, they become totally corrupted. You must remember that. So 80-90%, and that election was all cooked up, if you look at it. They just wanted peace. You understood? There was no voter registration, no nothing. Anybody could just vote and all that. And that you just go and vote, finish and done. So what they cut the deal, because it wasn't a government as such, it was a coalition government. So okay, ANC, we will give you this, you understand, this five, six, you understand, or seven provinces, whatever it is. But Natal, Inkatha will run. Because Inkatha is supposed to, you understand, boycott that thing. Last minute they came on board. So Buthelezi and them, they gave them that. Then the Bura, the Nationalist Party and all that, they gave them Cape Town and Western Cape. You see that? So that is how they were ruling. Then they all got fed up and all that. And so that is how. So in Mandela's time, it was a coalition. Like, you must, it was just like, you know, bring peace and save yourself from civil war. Then the next election, 1999, and then ANC won and all these things. So now you got 8-1. 8-1 means that 8 provinces are run by ANC and 1 is run by Western Cape, by this DA and so forth. But now, yesterday's elections, you call this as a nice term, you, Suleiman and you, Mozaid, and a news team, you must use this word. It's called realignment of South African politics. You see that? That's a good word to use. Realignment of South African politics. So this morning, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, I said, if what I'm saying is true, فَمِنَ Allah is correct. وَإِنْ كَانَ خَطَرًا فَمِنِّي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. So if it's wrong, then it's wrong. Finish and class. It's not some wahi or something. But that is what I project will happen. And I heard the news now. Exactly, is that? So Zuma's party, MK, is running away with the Natal vote.
Chair, understood? I saw it. I put it in the news flash.
Yeah. So he's running away with the Natal vote because he's Zulus. So people not interested in your principles and that. The more you persecuted Zuma, the more people you made sympathetic to him. If Cyril and them had brains, they should have just given him presidential pardon, finish and clear. But now you pursue the man like America. Trump is a big harami, slept with this woman, he can't remember where he put his rifle, the harami. But now you persecute him so much, so people go vote more for him. So it's like that, today's world. They don't worry. Hamni there. One day I was in America, flying in the plane. That time was the scandal, it was 2000, with Clinton and that Monica and all that. So this lady, African lady, Afro-American, but very, very articulate and so forth. So I said, you vote for Democrats, you told me. She said, yes. I said, but doesn't it bother you all about Clinton sleeping with this one? She said, see, we're voting for a president, we're not voting for a pope. What's her answer? We're voting for a president, we're not voting for a pope. So that's how their thinking is. You must remember that. It's something normal. So what if he did it? You understood? Now, by us, obviously, unacceptable. You understood? So it's like that what I'm trying to say. I'm not justifying. I'm just telling you. Nakale kufar nabashid. You understood? So the best part when I heard the news, 8 o'clock, that time they said the MK party, Zuma's party, got so much lead. If you take the ANC and the IFP together, and put them together, his votes compared to the votes of these two parties, these two parties' vote is less than his vote. So far ahead he is, you see. So this is what is going to happen, projected, obviously. So Zuma is not, you went to Robben Island.
She.
Yeah. So I don't know who you had. I went thrice. The first time I went, I started crying, you know, because it was a real zulm, you know, oppression. But we had a very good guy, you understand, as a guide and all that. It depends who's giving you all the commentary and run. So he made one great statement there, you know, I'll never forget, inshallah. He said that Robben Island became the first, you understand, non-racial university in the history of South Africa. You see that? He said that, yeah, we had Oslovo, and then we had Mandela, and then we had Katrada, and then we had this Jew guy, you understood, and this guy, and this guy, and the Zuma, and all of it. But when they used to play chess, you know, the game chess, he say Zuma would beat everybody. You understood? So you must remember. And that PAC guy, you understand, Subokwe, you know, he was too intelligent. So the Boer feared him the most. They never feared Mandela so much like they feared him. So for him, they never put him there with the others. They put him in isolation, you must remember, which I found really amazing, actually. So cut long story short, so Gezuma knows how to play the game, you know. Chesley knows how to play. So what he did, he said, you all called me, and that he wouldn't forget that. All this is revenge on his part. You say, I can't yell a rechmak, I'm going to fix you all up. I was the president of South Africa, but now I vote against ANC. I open my own party. And then the name he chose is the what? It's the military wing, you must remember, of the ANC, MK. You understood? So, I mean, that's a wonderful strategy on his part. Whether you like the man or that's a different issue. But his strategy, you must give him due for that, you know. So now what he will do? He's the kingmaker. He won't get 50%, but if he gets 40%, 45%, 40%, whatever. So he goes to IFP and tell them, you guys join me, and then, but I'm the kingmaker here, and so forth. So they agree, so they will join. They don't agree, he go to EFF. He tell Malema, come on, you join me. So he's up. He won't join the DA, he won't join the ANC. I mean, that he knows. So he's got his options. Oh, there's other small parties. He can just go up them, you see. So he will be ruling now. That's what it seems like. That's a projected thing for South Africa. So Natal, you better be ready now. You got a new premier coming in. And ANC, you're losing Natal. That's what it seems like now. You understood? Then Cape Town and Western Province, you must remember, there is a three-way horse race. One is the DA, and they thought it'd be a walk in the park. But the biggest mistake they made is they supported Israel, and that Steenkamp, whatever the hell his name is, he scored own goal upon own goal upon own goal. You must remember. He said one man's genocide is another man's freedom. What the hell are you saying? So now you spoke against every Muslim and against every person of justice, and today you're paying the price. You see that? So now it will be three-way, that either DA, either ANC, and PA. This PA is a new character, but they say he's doing so well. There he was. I heard now, 11 o'clock news, they say he's going full guns. Patriotic. I said we can't vote for them because he made derogatory statements against Muslims and Islam and all that, you know. But people not bothered about that. We 2-3%, what difference we going to make as far as they're concerned. So he is also a new party, basically, PA. You see, they in Pakistan, they got PIA, Pakistan International Airlines, you know, and this type of thing. And in America, you got CIA. So here we got PA and this type of thing. So they also, they're heading, it seems like that, for a coalition government. You must remember that. So ANC and DA said that they will not be having coalition. Yesterday also they said it, both parties. So it doesn't look like they will go because they are totally opposite. ANC's strongest point is that, if you understand politics, we carry on till 12 o'clock, no break. So that's ANC's strongest point is this. If you study South African politics, you understood, and ANC. Therefore, every policy basically of ANC makes me wonder that how foolish you can be, you know. You see your tax base. One is we all pay taxes. How we pay taxes? That we pay tax when we go to buy full petrol, or we go buy stuff in the shop, in the supermarket, all that. So all that VAT and all that, right? So that we all pay. But now our provisional taxes, our income tax, all that you pay. So your tax base is getting smaller and smaller in South Africa. People who are paying tax, taxpayers. So now from 15%, it's gone to 10% and it goes to 8%. So it's shrinking all the time. A country cannot survive like that. And then on the other side, what you are doing, you're opening your now, your, let's just call it grant. You understood? SASA and what have you. So you're going to give the pensioners, you're going to give the disabled, you're going to give the infirm, you're going to give for every child. That is very good for these young girls. What they worry about? They'll sleep with this one, that one. What is there? Oma will look after the children. I mean, that's how it's happening nowadays. In most cases, you see that. So now, they just go make a child, and so, and then the government will pay. You see, child grant and this grant. So 40% plus minus, you must remember, are receiving grants. South Africa cannot become a welfare state when you don't have a tax base. I mean, we're not some politician or some economic fundi, but your common sense can tell you that. If your income is not coming in, then how can your expenses be like that? Understood. So, I mean, it's a common sense in economics. But ANC is supposed to, you see, I heard this guy's speech. I met him also. One thing I like about him is very honest. He's a Jewish guy, but he hates the Israeli apartheid regime. So you must remember, they called him a Khafalaka, you understand, that Khafalaka Ronnie Kestrels. You see that? You heard his name, Ronnie Kestrels, yeah. So Kestrels made a very, very telling statement, you know. He said, you know, we who were part of the struggle, one day this Jamiat, they said they were a part of the struggle. Didn't I laugh? You understood? So you must remember that they were 100% in bed with apartheid. That he's buried here. You understood? So, yeah. Gora Ismail. So Gora Ismail or whatever his name. So we went for with Sahuk. You understood? So Gora told me, he said, since when, he thought I'm part of Jamiat, you know. So he said that since when you Jamiat guys, you were part of the struggle, you guys were 100% in bed with the apartheid regime. I said, of course, it's the truth what you are saying. I'm not part of the Jamiat. So he got a shock, like, you know. So all these things, yeah. So we went with Sahuk. He was the Amir. You understood? Gora was PAC. He's buried here. On his grave is written the freedom fighter, you see. So if anybody tells you that the Jamiat Transvaal or whoever were part of the struggle, that would be one of the biggest jokes, you must remember. That they were 100% in bed, you must remember, with apartheid. Now they're 100% in bed with ANC. And if the government changes in Gauteng, and it changes there in Natal and that we will go 100% in bed with EFF or MK, with Zuma. You know? Garam Masala Party.
All colors.
All colors. Men for all seasons. So that's how they are. I mean, let us be honest about these issues. You understand? There's nothing to hide in all these devil things. So you must, the truth has to be spoken, whether it's palatable or not palatable, but that is the truth. You must remember that. So anyway, so the point I want to make is this. So now, that side there also looks like they're heading for a coalition government, you see. So now, you can't run a country as a welfare country when you don't have a good tax income coming in. And that is what the ANC are fading to. I was telling you of Ronnie Kestrels. Ronnie Kestrels says, when we were part of the struggle, our only thing from Mandela, Ahmed Katrada, and Sisulu, and Mbeki, and who, Governor Mbeki, and all the stalwarts, you know, they call them like. So we're just using the terms and all that. So, I mean, they sacrifice a lot. There's no doubt about that. This, I'm telling you, first time when I went, I cried, you know. What things the Boer would do to them, you understand? And even today, if you go to Robben Island, you understood, astaghfirullah, what this Boer did. They got the food amount. If there's a white guy there, his food amount will be, I just give example now, 1 kilo. Just example. If the Indian, 3/4 kilo. If the this thing, colored, 1/2 kilo. And if the African black, then 1/4 kilo. Even the food was like that. And can you believe that, you understand? What was Zulum and oppression? This is one example. There are a million examples you can give. So the point I'm making here is this, that he, Ronnie Kessler, said, we were just interested in the political thing. We must get rid of the white government and we must replace them. But the thing we failed was the economic thing. You understand? None of us paid attention to the economics. And therefore, when we came into power, we realized that we won the political battle, but we lost the economic battle. And how are you going to run the country without economics? You see, that is strategy, which they didn't have that time. Because they were just, you understand, involved in this struggle. We must be there. We must become prime minister, this minister, this minister, and so forth and so on. So, but the economy. So, therefore, till today, if you look at it, the economy is not in the hands really of the government. It's still in the hands of the white men, by and large. You understood? So that's a big failure on behalf of the ANC. And the people are fed up now. 30 years, I haven't got the house. I don't have toilet. I don't have water. I don't. And where you hedge the tar roads, we got old potholes and what and what. And now, 11 o'clock, I give you. You must run with these stories in your news. They asked the main person in Free State, how many people voted yesterday in the province of Free State? He said, I can't tell you. He said, the elections is finished. What you mean you can't say? He said, the machines were not working. We had to do everything manually. Now, I mean, we're not living in the 50s and 40s and the 60s and that when the nets were running and doing. We're living now in a digital age. I went, Lanesia Civic Center. So I was checking the times. I laughed myself sick yesterday, I'll tell you why. So 9 o'clock, they said it's time for special votes till 5 o'clock, Monday and Tuesday. So I was busy with you Monday, isn't it so? 8:30 to 9, then we had that other thing to discuss and what and all that calendar and whatever. So all that, then 9:25, I left from here, so I went there. So the police told me, how can you come for voting today? Voting is Wednesday. I said, Baba, you also mixed up, please, man. Now, that police guy outside. I say, I came to vote. They say, voting Wednesday. I said, Baba, just keep quiet, man. You don't even know what's going on. So when I went there, the arrow is showing this is where. When I went there, the lady said, there's no voting here. So, then I said, now what? Then these guys, they came in. So I said, there they're coming. He said, yeah, all right, okay. So I say, but you know, you guys are supposed to be starting at 9 o'clock. You'll only rock up here at 9:30. I say, no, sorry, we apologize and all that. So I was joking, like, you know, but they could see I'm laughing and speaking. So I know it's New South Africa, you understand? Incompetent, inefficient, and unprofessional. You know? They don't know what it means to do your duty with beauty, you know. You must have that passion, that zeal, enthusiasm to do things. Eh, man khapla, you understand? Just nigalo mali. Everything lungile, you understand? That's how it operates today. So anyway, so that happens. So anyway, they got everything. They told me, they got a chair for me, you see. They saw that this guy here that is talking to, but give him a chair, he'll sit quietly. So they gave me a chair, then another couple came. They were there before me. They said, no. I said, I got no problem. Whoever came before, they must vote. So they went, and our 10 to 10 they started, 10 to 10 they were, then my turn came. Then our 10 o'clock I came out, Ponty was there. You know Ponty? Ponty, he was with us in CII. I was in Arafat, and Ponty said he wanted to become Muslim. So from there we made him Muslim. You understood? I'm in Arafat and he's here. Then he came here, he said, I want to get married. Understand? So I perform his nikah here upstairs. So anyway, so Ponty said, please give me interview. I said, yeah, I got no problem. I give you interview. Then it became a big thing and all that. So now why I told you I was laughing. So Monday afternoon, they phone. They say, why your wife is not coming? I say, yeah, she'll come maybe. She'll see what you should vote or what. Yesterday again, Tuesday again, they phone. You understand? They say, your wife is coming or not? I say, why you want she must come? Said, no, we're not allowed to go from here until we know everybody is coming to vote or not. So not because they're worried about the voter, they're worried about they want to make chile, they want to go quickly. You understood? So I said, okay. Then yesterday, they sent a message again. Please, please come. It's half an hour, 1 hour left or something. Come and vote. She didn't go. You understood? And so I mean that now they really want you to come and vote. You must remember like that. So I'm telling you 3 different days what happened, you see. So that is what is happening now in South Africa. See, South Africa is a beautiful country. What we have here. Therefore, we all must read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection that you snatch away all these bounties, all these madrasas, all these darulums, all these masajid, all these khankas, all this tabligh jamaat and all. Today, you must carry this here, you news team, you Suleiman and then. Now. There was a flight from Arizona to where somewhere. Listen to this. This happened now, today. So, the court case. So, from Arizona, you can check it up. Arizona to somewhere, the plane was, I'll give it tomorrow in my news. So then one guy complained. He said, this black guy here, his odor is very bad. American Airlines, they took him out. They took another black person out and another black person, three of them, they evicted them, took them out of the plane. They said that they got a bad odor. So now they're filing, they're going to sue those American Airlines. So that is happening today. Now we're speaking of America. So therefore, I always tell you, apartheid is everywhere. Everywhere, but it's not legislated. I'm giving you now. 2024, what happened in America, you must remember. Flight from Arizona to where it was? So there, three African people, black people. And what reason? They say their odor is where? When last you took a white guy out who's a drunkie and he got half drunk and smelling and all that and all that? They won't do that. That is the white hegemony, you must remember, that they want. So that's what people, they live, you know, in another galaxy. They're living in another planet, you must remember. Everywhere I saw apartheid, you must remember that, how they will treat the whitey and how they will treat the non-white. But in France, they will come, oh, sir, how are you, sir? What can we do for you, sir? But deep down, you know, I don't say all, but I'll definitely say majority. You must remember this. This happened now. I heard 11 o'clock news today before I came down. So you must remember this. So you must carry it in your news. So from Arizona to where it was? Phoenix.
From Phoenix, Arizona to New York.
Yeah. So from Phoenix, Arizona to New York, the flight was, and they took these three guys out. Now, they must sue them for millions and billions, man. They must remember. I flew on this American airline. Hopeless airline, if you ask me. So anyway, you must remember this. So this is how they are, you'll see. So that they take them out. They say, no, I got a bad odor and all this type of thing. Must sue them, some of them. These whiteys mustn't leave them and this type of thing. So anyway, so that's why I say apartheid is everywhere. You go to our Muslim, you go to the Arab countries. Let a white person come and see how they treat him. Non-Muslim. In Jeddah airport, I saw this how many times with my own eyes. I don't think you'll pick this up here. Did they enslave these people? They got the mind of a slave. So for people flying to America, flying to Britain, at Jeddah old airport, they still have separate queue for them. And you're flying any other destination for you, they got 10 gates, 20 gates, you all go that side. But if you're flying to Britain, America, there's a separate gate. You all line up there. Quick, they would go through. What you trying to do? You understand? It shows that you're a Muslim, but you're not the true slave of Allah. You are the slave Khadimu America and Khadimu Israel and Khadimu Britannia. And the same Ali Saud, if you know their history, you must remember this Abdul Aziz who died and passed away in 53. He used to collect 5,000 pounds monthly stipend from Britain and all that to fight against the Ottoman Empire and all that. What you talking? And these are people, Khadimul Haramain. They Khainul Haramain Sharifain. Remember that. So they are the traitors and of this type of things. So anyway, so that is now our politics. So I am speaking for us Muslims. Muslims, we small minority, but we enjoy great freedom, alhamdulillah. So read the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, whoever comes in, you understood? We not aligned to any party, we don't endorse any party or anything. Yesterday, Dalum Zakaria, you know, Wednesdays I go. So then, Hazrat Mufti Sahib stood up to go away. So I stood up, I waited for Hazrat to go. So I asked them, who wants to vote? So the one, two guys, they said, you want. I said, see, the time was now about 20 past 7, right? Quarter past 20 past 7. I said, see, you guys got time, 9 o'clock. But before 9, if you're in a queue, it will carry on. Some people voted in Cape Town and that and played at 1 o'clock this morning. Understood? I heard them there. And some guys were stood in the queue for 7 hours to vote. South Africa, you see. So you must remember that you have to give them due to wait there 7 hours. Not a small joke, you know, it's a serious thing. So anyway, so all this. So I told them, go. You understood? And go vote there if you want to vote. So they asked me, which party? I said, read Allahumma khirli wa khtarli. So everybody yesterday, I must have had about 30, 40 questions from people. Which party? Which party? Which? Everybody I gave answer. I said, read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. You see? So that we don't endorse any party or we don't affiliate it. So we all, as South Africans, first of all, as Muslims, then South Africans, make dua, Allah Ta'ala protect all of us, not only Muslim, all of us. Second one, there must be no looting, plundering and that. And for you, South Africans, better be ready. From tomorrow, load shedding is starting. They said the schedule will come out this evening, inshallah. So that is so how the ANC ran it, you must remember, 64, 65 days without load shedding, they were burning diesel one way, giving you a sweetener. You understood? They said, and our petrol price in the past 4 years under the ANC went up more than 113, 114%, more than 100% in the past 4 years. So these are things you must remember, because all documented proof. It's not we took out from our thumb and our pocket and all. So what are the questions you got, Maulana, or people maybe send some questions in? So the style of things.
Mufti Saab, how will the Islamic rule come back into play?
Islamic rule will only come back after Hazrat Mahdi comes. All the Muslim countries, Arab countries, are pipe dream. All Khilafat and all, it can never come back, you must remember. Every country, that's why I said this morning, every politician, Muslim, non-Muslim, they're not honest people. 90%, 99%, they're all in it to enrich themselves and enrich their families and enrich the organization. That's all that. Simple analogy, kias I give you. It's Qurbani season. Just look at our Lanesia Times and look at the newspapers and all of them and so forth. How many organizations are advertising for Qurbani? If you go and challenge them and tell us, give us the, we will do a, you understand, what's the nice word they use? You understand? Not only audit, there's another word they use, you must remember that. So you get this expert, you know, forensic audit, you understood, that's the word. Let's get a forensic order to come and see what you did in the 5 years, 6 years ago and see and so forth. And then we see how much money was pocketed and how much was used. Not one will give you permission to do that. Understood? Maybe one, two, yeah. But otherwise they won't allow you. You try and see. So you must remember. Why? Why are you afraid for? We must be transparent. So this type of things, yeah. So you can't even rakuru. They take videos of the cow and they take the sheep and they tell you, Zahid, this is your kurbani. They say, AK, this is your kurbani. So they show you the same sheep and the same cow. You're showing people different cow or different sheep. What do you think, we are sheep or what? That's it. So it's a pipe dream, this. You must remember, we're going to get Islamic rule and this and that. There's no Islamic rule, nothing. You don't have any Islamic country in the world. Finish, end of the story. Yes, you have Muslim countries. So when will it happen? It will only happen after Hazrat Mahdi comes, and then Nabi Isa alayhi salam comes, Dajjal will be killed, and then they come with Khilafat, and everything will happen. Now is what Sheikh Sabuni wrote, our beloved Ustad. He wrote, the question came about now, one person embrace Islam. Tom, Dick and Mary embrace Islam. Right. So now, in inheritance, la yarithul muslimul kafir, wulal kafirul muslim, is sahih hadith, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, all. So remember, the non-Muslim can't inherit from the Muslim, and Muslim can't inherit from a non-Muslim like that. And on all that, there's ijma and consensus of the four schools and all that. So that is finished, right? So in a case like that, now what happens? So this person, he or she passes away. So what happens to their wealth? 50,000, 100,000, 1 million. So you say give to Baitul Mal. So ain't a Baitul Mal. Where's the Baitul Mal? Show me in any country, where's the Baitul Mal? There's nothing. You understand? So under that, Sheikh Sabuni, our beloved Ustad, the master of the Arabic language, that is what attracted me the most to him. In 1974, when I went first time, this Rabita Alim Islami were having a conference. They couldn't get people there, so they came to a hotel, come on. So I said, let me go. We don't understand what's going on. But they gave out Sheikh Sabuni's books in 1974. So they gave me also. So little bit Arabic we were learning. So I said, but this man writes very nice, man. Half the quarter of the things I can understand, you know. I said, then I must meet him and all that. So for 40, 50 years ago, we met him. Then we sit in his dars, kiss his hand and all. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So many things we learned from him, and tafsir especially. Twice he came to South Africa and all that, Newcastle and all. First time he came, I picked him up here, from here. I picked him up at Darul Zakaria and took him to Darul Uloom Newcastle. Then from there he must go Durban. So he told Muqassim, say, I want this person must take me. So I must take him, you see. So I was elated. I said, Sheikh, very good. Me, I'm ready. But I just tuned Mawasema up. So Mawasema said, yeah. So then I took him. So it was very good, excellent. And then Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. So Sheikh Sabuni in his Miras Kitab wrote a nice poem like, Likulli jama'atin fina imamun. Likulli jama'atin fina imamun. For every group among us, we have a chairman, we have a kulli jama'atin fina imamun. Walakin al jami'a bila imamin. But collectively, we don't have anybody. Is true or not true? 100% is true. So you must remember that. So why? So you must go into the why. So it's easy because we all, 99%, when I say all means 99%, we took the slogan of Shah. You mean I'm better than you? In our Darul Looms. Darul Looms, what happened? Same thing. You must remember that. Till 1980, I was Salsa. You must remember that Qari Tayyab Sabah. He ran the Darul Loom for over 50 years. And the people started giving millions and millions and all that. And he said he should be the prince. And the whole Darul Loom broke. And everywhere is like that. See, a ras system that use your mind. So now, whether you ahal or not ahal, does you able or not able. So what we blaming the Saudis for? We can't have a madrasa probably. It's the truth. Huh? So you must remember that. So that is what's happening today. So we run it as a family thing, which is not Islamic. So we must remember, well, no, my son will run it, my grandson will run it. And my son, grandson, no, then my son-in-law will run it. So, I mean, how you justify these kind of things? Yeah? So that is the problem we are facing today. And we need to be honest about these issues. You see, today when you're honest, then people, they don't like it. But that is the truth. So you must remember, you look at your Darum Dioban, you look at Jalalabad, you look at Saharanpur, you look at all are broken up. Tabligh Jamaat broke up. That was some politics also. But all this is Imarat. So what? I want to become the leader. I want to... If we take that hirs out, that anybody can become the Le Khalid bin Walid. He took him out, said Umar, and said that you are out. He said, I never fought jihad for Umar. I fought jihad for Rabbi Umar. Who's got that jazba today? And when he passed away, he in the year 21, said Umar, that was a real mujahid. You see? So that is what we must learn. We're not prepared. What we learn is shaitan's slogan, Ana Khairum Min. How can Zahid become the principal? I'm here, I'll become the principal. Understood. Just for principle, how much we fight. And so forth. If you don't give me Bukhari, resign. So we speak about ikhlas. So I mean, let us be honest about this. So that is our downfall. Remember this kind of things. It's so apparent and clear nowadays, you know. So anyway, all despite all the weaknesses, our masajid, our darulums, our organization, still we say it's ghanimat and we must protect it. We must work, inshallah. And the main thing is whatever little bit we do, there must be iman, there must be ikhlas, there must be istiqamat and qabuliyat. And then inshallah, Allah will give, you understand? So we don't have to become a politician like what I mean, that bootleg guys, you understand? See now you bring sitting power. So they will not think, not they'll completely. Understood? Finished. The resist movement, liberation movement imploded. You can start writing their obituary. You must remember that. Understood? So that is their janaza now. This type of. So that is our sad story of South Africa. But we will not encroach the Sharia in the process. That must learn also. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. Ameen. Quickly, that you want your radios. So those of you in Durban, today Dawood Monley will be there in Musgrave and Overport 063 403 2743, and Bilal will be there in the studio, our studio, 2 Grace Avenue, there behind Westwood Mall, Westwell. And Bilal's number is 082-099-0023. So 082-099-0023. So remember, so that here are the places where you can get your radios tuned up and set up and so forth. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Independent, independent, and true to you. This is Marcus.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sulaiman.